This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, the Silver Slipper Casino, Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Chuck B. Chuck B, it's been a while, brother. How you been? You in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Yes, it's been a little second, Bobby. Mike, how y'all been, bro?
I'm doing good, Chuck.
All right,
thank
Chuck
you.
B.
Look, I'm looking at the clock. Do I need to wait till the other side to break or what?
No. Yo, we can give you time.
No, you got time. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I've been bleeding black and gold all my life, right? I remember when I was a kid, I was listening to the radio, hearing a big play when we lost to Atlanta. And then that stress that you were talking about, Bobby, man, I was right there with that string of games in 87 too, man, just cheering everybody on. So I say that to preface my comments, because while I bleed black and gold, I see through realistic glasses. And I'm thinking about Alvin Kamara. You know, just like you said, man, the year that we won the Super Bowl, so many things lined up for us. Even the teams, you look at the schedule and the teams that we played that year, you know, New England wasn't who we thought they were going to be that year. And it just everything just lined up. And so it was 44 years and we got our ring. We definitely lost some opportunities to get multiple rings during that run where we should have gotten other rings. And I honestly believe, me and my brother both, that Sean Payton is the reason why we didn't get a couple of other rings, man. His stubbornness.
But that ain't true. Chuck B, I got to check you on that. In 2011, it was Greg Williams in the damn defense. San Francisco. Look, remember that? Now we had five turnovers, losing by 17 points. Pierre Thomas got knocked out at the beginning. We took the lead twice under 5 minutes. Remember Darren Sproles and Jimmy Graham, those big touchdowns? No, Greg Williams, 2011. Man. 2011, I'm telling you, the defense screwed that one.
Because the offense was as good as we've ever seen.
It was the greatest show on turf. The greatest show on turf. We passed up the Rams.
And even though the offense was as good as we had ever seen, to me, and other people that I talked to, man, there were opportunities where we could have had the running game just grinding things out, and we never would balance.
Gordon up points in 2011. No. You could say the Rams, the Nolan no-call year, the offense might have screwed up, but not 2011. Too. The offense was almost like perfect. You can't. Well, bro, no, that was Greg Williams in the defense.
But I didn't point out 2011. You did. I didn't point out 2011.
You said the two Super Bowl teams.
Well,
just said
he said they missed on opportunities.
No. Well, that was the opportunity. 11 and the Nolan.
Well, 11 definitely was the opportunity.
And the Nolan no call, you might say we should have beat the Rams more than we did and never have an opportunity to have the Nolan no call.
Well, I'll say this, because Drew retired with you.
Well,
21, didn't
he? Was it 21? Yeah. I want to say because after the COVID.
So there was times where, but that all that wasn't my point. My point was this though, in terms of Alvin Kamara,
Oh, okay.
Looking out, and I don't hear no crystal ball, right? But just looking forward to what we have, even if we bring in a veteran quarterback, the development of other teams in the NFC and where, you know, where the hope really is, realistically, there's no hope for us to win a Super Bowl or have a deep run from what I can see. And I believe Black and Grow. And so because of that, I think Alvin Kamara, the way he's taking care of himself, the way he runs and so forth, he may have an opportunity to get a ring somewhere else, man, in the next year or two, depending on how long he chooses to play.
So you would suggest to maybe trade him away now?
To get some for him? Because Alvin Kamara, to me, he's still got something left in the tank. I can tell you that. If they block for him, he can hit it again.
He can still play.
Yeah.
I'm not suggesting that he's going to get traded.
Okay.
I'm saying for him, I'm hoping that he has an opportunity.
I got you.
Because I don't think it's going to be with the Saints.
Well, Sean Payton won him in Denver. I bet you that.
I would think he would, even with R.J. Harvey.
Yeah, man. He wouldn't poo-poo Kamara.
You know, it's what you bring up, the missed opportunities, and I think, man, 2011 was one of them. Certainly the Nola no-call, got a crazy game in Minnesota.
The Minneapolis Miracle. Yeah, Marcus Williams.
That was just some nutty stuff.
But we might have lost to the Eagles at Philly, after, even though we beat
Minnesota.
In the
championship game.
Yeah, but it was like the Nola no-call. That was to go to the Super Bowl, and I think we were way better than the Rams. We shouldn't even have been in that situation.
Better than the Patriots.
Yes. Look, the Rams scored 3 points in the Super Bowl. The Patriots won 13-3. I told folks that I guarantee we'd have scored more than 3 points. No, that was the chance. But that year at times, I think Sean Payton and Drew Brees wasn't their best of their best like we would normally take them for granted. But 2011, no, the offense was freaking unbelievable. That was Greg Williams. And I love Greg Williams. Like we do.
Not have won a championship here without Greg.
Oh, without a doubt.
But in 2011, that game against the 49ers.
He cost us.
Too much hero ball.
Too much trying to get after the quarterback, Ken, instead of keeping the ball in front of him. I'll never forget this. Vernon Davis beating Malcolm Jenkins. We figure we have a cornerback covering a tight end, and it's like third and forever. Like 20-some yards, if I can recall. And then Malcolm Jenkins got not just barely beat. He got beat by like a yard and a half, 2.5 yards.
And I'm like you with Greg. I got a lot of respect for what he did as a coach.
Because he helped us win a Super Bowl.
He helped you win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, 2019.
But in 2011, man, you didn't have to be a hero.
Nope.
That year, especially against the 49ers. Because remember who beat the 49ers that year? Giants.
Yes.
And remember, we sat in the press box. We saw the Saints spank them every which way.
Then we beat them by 30 points. I think we might have beat the Giants by 30 points that year. It's like wasted them. It's all the woulda, coulda, shoulda, Chuck V and all that. But right now, we got to reflect back on, because to me, that was, we were in the hunt. That was the good old days.
You were definitely in the hunt.
No, that we were amongst the best. That was the good old days. Now we're trying to figure out week to week, just surviving. And then, you know what it might be at the end of the season? The old buddy D thing. They're going to be calling up and they're going to be asking us, who are we going to draft? I go, we're talking about the season ain't over. We're in early mid-December. The season ain't over.
Yeah, you would always throw that to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike, tell them who's the best guy.
Yeah, who are we going to draft? No, we still got 4 or 5 games left. What are you doing?
Thanks so much for the call, Chuck. Be great to hear you again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.